You're listening to KMJ, dedicated to live and local news and talk. And your calls at 490-5858.
Good chemistry together. Good topic.
Now, the Valley's new number one, Broski and Moussan. Now.
Good morning. This is Broski and Moussan on KMJ. I'm John Broski.
In for Christina today, I'm Blake Taylor. Thanks for being here.
Christina's got the day off, so Blake, thanks for stepping in here.
Absolutely, my pleasure. We've got a developing story, John.
Yeah, the Trump story. The story I had this morning was they thought that Trump would be indicted today and that they would set it up to be arraigned next week and kind of arrange for him to be able to turn himself in. But today, the grand jury didn't meet.
Just a couple of minutes ago, the story broke. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office canceled the grand jury meeting that was scheduled to take place this morning as part of the investigation into Trump's situation, speculation of a possible indictment. The grand jury was slated to meet today. Again, it was canceled. It was expected to hear from at least one additional witness, but they canceled it. Bragg's office did at the last minute. Apparently, some major dissension within Alvin Bragg's district attorney's office may have been instigating this cancellation today, John.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk on the Democrat side about, is this the right thing to do here? Not because they care about Trump. Is it the right thing to do for them? Is this the right strategy for Democrats? Is this going to work out? Could it backfire?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're worried about. They're not worried about Trump. They're worried about themselves. You know, is this something that could end up hurting us? So there's a debate in the Democrat. I don't know if somebody got to Bragg and said, look, this is the worst possible thing we can be doing. We got other better cases, which, by the way, I don't think are any good either. But they do. They think they've got better cases than
more
this.
More important cases.
Yeah, but they
actually
still,
that are going to impact the citizens of New York City.
But they're not still not good cases. I don't think they have nothing on Trump in almost every case. I think, in my opinion. But I think a lot of Democrats say this actually could end up helping Trump.
Yep.
And I think some of them liked that they wanted to help Trump because they want him to be the nominee. But now they're thinking, but this is going to hurt our other cases. Because if he gets off on this, it is going to start looking like a witch hunt, right?
It is a witch hunt.
I know, but they think they can get away with it. But now they're going back. Well, maybe we won't get away with everything if because this one looks so frivolous.
It's ridiculous.
Right? Yeah.
And again, if you're just climbing out of a cave and you haven't been paying attention for the last week or so, this is all stemming from alleged hush money, $130,000. That's all we're talking about. That's a lot of money to a lot of people. But to Trump, that's change.
Yeah,
right?
Trump change.
Yeah. $130,000 allegedly paid to porn star Stormy Daniels in, what, 2006 or
well,
something like that?
Well, the event happened in 2006, paid
right.
off in 2016.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Well, right. They admit they paid her. There's nothing illegal about paying her. It's not illegal to pay her.
Right. It's about the campaign funds or something,
well,
right?
I mean, the charge here is about the record keeping, falsifying
okay.
records. That
right.
when he logged the payment, they logged it as legal expenses, which to me, it kind of is. Okay?
Mm.
But they say, the district attorney's office says, no, it's not. And then they're going to try to link it to campaign because they say it was for the campaign, which makes it a felony because that's only a misdemeanor. So it gets kind of in the weeds, but it's just stupid.
It's totally stupid, and it's old news. It doesn't help or hurt anybody. In fact, it would actually help Trump if he did get arrested because he'd be the theory is, at least to a lot of political analysis out there that I've been watching over the past week, if he does get arrested for this, the base would be so fired up to vote him into office in 2024. It would be overwhelming, the outpouring of support for him because of a ridiculous circumstance like this. Would you agree with that analysis?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen that analysis. I
yeah.
know a lot of people think that. They
yeah.
think a lot of people. Well, see, here's the thing that I think the left, the flaw in their reasoning. They think Republicans are just sheep, you know, and that we can all be predicted how we're going to react to everything they do. And that's why they're doing this because they think we can fire them up and then they will elect him to be the nominee and then we can beat him.
Nothing could be further from the truth of Republicans or conservatives in my, because I'm not a registered Republican, I'm NPP, but I'm a conservative. But nothing could be further from the truth that Republicans as a whole are sheep. January 6th taught us anything. We are not sheep. Those people on January 6th, those are sheep. Those people are nutballs that rolled into the Capitol, in my opinion.
Well, but I mean, I would still make the case. I don't even know who those people were. They're nobody I know.
Right.
You know, I think there were agitators, people who took advantage of a situation. But ever since January 6th, what has the theme been? They're trying to make the whole party look like we're insurrectionists. They've been doing this for 2 years. I think they're starting to believe their own BS. And they don't realize that it isn't, you know, today we have a story, Trump protesters outnumbered, okay? They were outnumbered. There weren't very many there. They can't believe that Trump told us to protest and they didn't do it, you know? Because aren't you sheep? You're supposed to do what you're told. You just, Trump tells you to protest, go out there and start burning buildings. That's not the Republican Party.
No.
That's not what we do. Remember the Tea Party?
I do.
They would have thousands of people. They would leave. There wasn't even any trash.
That's right.
Right? I mean, it's,
it was respectful.
It's not a violent party.
No.
We don't protest. We have jobs. We have other things to do, right?
We've got families and mortgages to pay.
Yeah. We can't just show up to protest.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
By the way, real quick, back to Stormy Daniels specifically on this whole alleged hush money situation. Don't forget, just a couple of years ago, 2018, Stormy Daniels went on record and said she never had an affair with Donald Trump. In fact, she basically said it was all made up to get money, and she scored $130,000 out of it. And then, don't forget, Stormy lost her lawsuit against Donald Trump a year or two later and was ordered to pay him $300,000 for legal fees. And Michael Avenatti, her creepy porn lawyer, was sentenced to prison.
Yeah.
Don't forget it. This was all a sham.
Well, the thing is, you know, she, I don't know what to believe from her. You know, she said she originally said she did have sex. I don't know if you could, do you call having sex one time? Is that an affair?
Well, if one individual is married, I guess, yeah.
Technically, it's an affair.
Technically, it's an affair, yeah.
Okay, so she originally said that she had agreed to meet Trump in his hotel room. Mm-hmm. And when she got there, he expected to have sex with her. And so she did it because she felt like she was stupid to go up there. Because if you go to a man's hotel room, that's why you go, right?
That's the theory.
Now, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
That I've performed sex because I agreed to go to his hotel room, and he thought we should have sex because I agreed to go to his hotel room. It sounds pretty flimsy, but maybe that happened. I don't know. Did she have sex, not have sex? I'll never know. You'll never know, right?
Of course not. I mean, it's one person's word against another.
But whether they did or not, you know, the fact that he paid her off is not illegal. And it is possible you pay somebody off, even if it didn't happen, because you don't want them coming out with this story because you don't want your family hearing it.
Right.
Now, the DA's theory is he did it because of the election. Well, how are you going to prove that? Is it to protect the family or to protect the election? Which one is it? Is it both? Who knows? It's a he said, she said. Classic, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. How many people did Bill Clinton pay off, by the way?
Well, he paid. He paid, what's her name?
Jones.
Yeah. What's her name? I can't think. He paid her $850,000.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And he's still walking the earth out
yeah.
of jail.
Yeah.
He went to Epstein Island a number of times. He's still walking the yeah. earth out of jail.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, you know, the classic question is what? What if it weren't Trump? We know
exactly.
the answer.
This wouldn't be, yeah. this wouldn't be, only we would because, not be talking about it. We wouldn't know yeah. about it, John.
Yeah.
And nobody would care.
So is this maybe all a sham? They really don't intend to indict him. They're just going to go through the motions here, get a little publicity, and then not charge him? Is that possible?
Alvin Bragg, the DA of New York, is looking like a total fool, by the way, from the get-go.
To us. You know, but not to their base, I don't think.
I don't know. Listen, you've got people walking the streets of Brooklyn and Manhattan and the Bronx and Queens committing violent crimes and not getting charged and sentenced to prison for them.
Well, that's, see,
while
that's
he's going after $130,000 hush money payment.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the problem. Here's a guy that his whole career has been about converting felonies to misdemeanors.
Right.
And here, with no violence, you've got two consenting adults. One of them paid off. They consented. And he's converting a misdemeanor to a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Very flimsy, though.
Very.
To try to do that.
Let's go to the phones. 490-5858 is the number. 490-5858. Tracy, you're on KMJ. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, you mentioned, Blake, you just mentioned about Stormy Daniels saying that this didn't even happen. I mean, people, these things, these people, she should be going to jail. I mean, you're getting to the point now, it doesn't even matter if Trump paid her because he did it or didn't do it. Like you said, it's legal to do that. If she didn't do it, if they didn't do it, then she's blackmailing him. But getting to the wider point is I am tired of people accusing me or the Republican Party or conservatives of being insurrectionists because we do get angry. We don't get violent, but we get angry about people like Bragg doing this. And people like Soros prosecutors doing this, and it's plain and it's simple that they are doing it for political retribution. And you know what? I'm at that stage in my life where I'm old enough that hey, if you want to play that game, if I could convince Congress to investigate every Soros DA and go down the rabbit hole and find every piece of evidence I could about them conspiring to do this, I would do it. I'm just so sick and tired. And the last thing I would say is I would like to have the FCC make a rule that I could use every expletive ever made on the face of the earth to describe these people, because that's the only thing I have left. I don't want to get out my guns. I don't want to kill anybody, but I'm tired of somebody telling me that when I get angry about this and I don't want to throw rocks and I basically want to shout to the top of my lungs that somehow I'm an insurrectionist. I have had it with these things that if I get bent out of shape because of their attitudes that somehow I'm not remaining calm. I don't want to remain calm because of what they're doing. That they are basically ruining our country with these kinds of ploys and these games.
Well said.
Yeah, I think that is well said. And thank you, Tracy. Appreciate the call. It just goes back to this, you know, trying to frame the Republican Party as this violent insurrectionist. You know, Joe Biden makes these comments all the time.
Yeah. The MAGA cult.
This is not your grandparents' Republican Party. These MAGA guys, they're different. You know, we're not the violent party. We're not the party that riots.
Right.
It's their party. But one day, there was a riot. Who did the riot? Who were those people? You know, Tucker Carlson's been playing all these videos. Yeah. He got all the video from McCarthy.
Yeah.
And he's showing all the peaceful part, right? Now, we know there was violent part. I'm not denying that.
Mm-hmm.
Who were those people? I think some of them maybe were people who got out of control that were Republicans. I don't know, though. Were they Antifa? Were they other people that were just there to stir it up and make the Republican Party look bad?
Right.
They arrested people that just wandered in there because the door was open. They didn't even know somebody broke it down. It was just open. There were guards standing there with guns, letting them in.
Escorting them around. The shaman.
The shaman.
Yeah, the MAGA shaman. Yeah, he's,
Tucker's shown a lot of... nobody's shown any video of that guy doing any violence.
That's right. Just screaming in the hallways. Yeah,
just walking around with his spear, whatever, you know.
Whatever. Hey, by the way, do you realize that this investigation by the Manhattan DA has been going on for 5 years now?
Has it?
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah. They launched this in 2018.
Well, this guy ran on this. This was his number one thing. He was going to get Trump. That's what he ran on.
Unbelievable.
Right? That's his number one priority.
That'll get you elected in New York City, though.
Well, yeah.
That's an election ploy. Will get you into office.
That's what I'm saying. So it's working for him. I think what this DA wants more than anything, he wants a picture of Donald Trump in handcuffs on his wall. He'll have it in his office, and he'll have it at home.
Right next to his law degree.
And every time all of his buddies come over, you have a giant wall-sized picture of Trump in handcuffs in his living room.
Yeah.
Right?
And that'll be his claim to fame.
That's it. That's going to be it.
Well done, sir. Job accomplished.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.